Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom Jr., being back on the show. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and we've already had our 15th anniversary with him, and he's already well into his 16th year with us. He is a professor of history at Hillsdale College, and he's the author of a number of very important books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, which is how FDR's economic legacy damaged America. And then the newer one he co-authored with Anita Folsom, FDR Goes to War. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you.
Good to have you back, Bert. Hey, Bert, you've been a member of, you've been a part of academia in higher education for a long time now, in a couple of different, at least two different scenarios that I know of, maybe others that I don't know about. And currently at a place called Hillsdale College, which is a very unique institution in America because you take zero money from the government. You're totally self-sustained with between yourself and endowments and the tuition, that sort of thing.
But federal dollars and no state dollars from the state of Michigan,
right,
either.
You're
no
totally
federal, no state.
Untethered to the government, which we'll work into this discussion as we go along. But let's take a moment first, and let's establish what you think are the challenges of higher education in America today.
Well, from a standpoint of small business, and looking at this from a standpoint of businessmen, the colleges are not turning out graduates that are prepared to go into the business world, by and large. Of course, some are, but the colleges used to be a fertile ground for employers after graduation.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the previous generation. That's not the case today because some are graduating in a state of semi-literacy. Some who are graduating from state universities, open admission colleges, the instruction is simply not there to pull the students up far enough.
Can I give you an anecdote?
Oh,
I was
sure.
I was invited to introduce a series on business planning to a state school. A four-year college, an old college, old university, I should say, to a senior entrepreneurial class. And these were undergraduates, but they were seniors in an entrepreneurial program.
Okay.
And my first day there to teach this business planning course, I started talking about electronic spreadsheets, building an electronic spreadsheet. You have to start with the financials.
Right.
Which in today's world is an electronic spreadsheet, right?
Right.
They didn't know how to build one.
Oh my goodness!
Now,
and this was a class.
An entrepreneur class. They were about to graduate with a degree in entrepreneurship.
They're about to graduate. They're seniors.
With an entrepreneurship, they did not know how to build a financial spreadsheet.
Well, part of the complaint.
That's what you're talking about.
Yes.
If I hired somebody to work for me with an entrepreneurial degree, I would say, okay, here, I need you to take these numbers, this set of assumptions, and go build me a 5-year spreadsheet, and I'd expect to have it back tomorrow. Instead, I'd have to teach these kids how to do it. I would be
unhappy. You have that problem in that the technical expertise is not being done adequately.
Ethical,
and you also have
ethical expertise?
Where the verbal expertise is not being, too. In other words, you have to have people who can put sentences together.
Right.
And
they can
don't
write and spell.
And they don't write thanks, THX, every time.
Right. Is this a problem that you've seen?
Not much at Hillsdale College. See, Hillsdale College has, we take no federal aid, and we attract students from all over the nation, and so we get kind of an elite group. But I do see some trends, but not not nearly to the extent. It's a good place to teach. What I see and what I hear from colleagues nationally is that that students come in a virtual state of illiteracy, and they leave. Sometimes they end up obtaining the degree from a state university. They are not prepared to go in.
You know, Bert, in the previous segment, I talked about with Gary Harbst about a five-step process for solving problems. One of them is not to blame it on the symptom in front of you. If they're not graduating able to read and write, that probably means they didn't go to start college able to read and write.
That's true. And what colleges, what some companies, of course, are having to do is have their own training session where they teach the skills they should have been taught in the college.
Ridiculous.
Well, it is.
I'm not sure, though, that's why we don't have, why these kids don't have jobs. But I will say this. When I talk to small business owners and I ask them, what is your number one challenge right now? Many times it's finding qualified employees.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about.
Quick break. That's what I'm talking about.
We'll come back after these messages and talk some more about what's wrong with the college system in America and what's President Obama going to do about it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.